is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Freezing rain or snow may affect your commute this morning if you live in 15 states from the Midwest to the Northeast. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Winter weather advisories, the purple that you'll see on any National Weather Service map, basically is running all along the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast and New England areas. Those are in effect throughout the morning and even into the evening hours ending in the New England area.
The European Climate Service Copernicus says global warming is accelerating and the world notched another monthly heat record in January despite an abnormally chilly United States. Sources tell CBS News the government agency that runs the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center is the target of major budget cuts.
The White House's Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, entered the offices of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency on Tuesday, accessing IT systems to implement President Trump's order to cut federal spending. Staffers were told to expect a 50% workforce reduction and a 30% budget cut. NOAA currently employs more than 12,000 people around the world, and more than half of them are scientists and engineers. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Sean Hannity on Fox News he likes President Trump's proposal that the United States take over Gaza, relocate the Palestinians, and rebuild the territory.
This is the first good idea that I've heard. It's a remarkable idea, and I think it should be really pursued, examined, pursued, and done, because I think it will create a different future for everyone.
Israeli media report that Defense Minister Israel Katz has ordered the army to allow, quote, voluntary departure of residents from Gaza. Katz reportedly said countries opposed to Israel's military operations there should accept the Palestinians. Senate Democrats are still holding the floor this early hour, having stayed in the chamber all through the night to make the case against the nomination of Russell Vogt to serve as the White House budget chief. California's Adam Schiff.
Russ Vogt believes in dismantling that government of the people, piece by piece, brick by brick, until what remains is a hollowed-out bureaucracy that serves the interests of the wealthy and abandons everyone else.
Earthquakes are rattling Santorini, a popular tourist destination in the Greek islands.
The worry is that a big quake is on the horizon. 7,000 people have left the island, most by ferry, but there have also been flights out. Santorini sits atop a volcano that's not erupted since 1950, and the region has not experienced such intense seismic activity since 1964.
CBS's Matt Piper. Stock futures are up ahead of the opening bell, and this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
The musician who provided some of rock and roll's greatest saxophone licks has died.
Gene Barge played on landmark hits of the rock and soul era. He was featured on Chuck Willis' swing remake of C.C. Rider. It reached number one on the R&B chart in 1957. Barge was best known for Gary U.S. Bond's 1961 smash hit.
I don't know that I dance, I dance.
Quarter to three. 2 years later, he was featured on Jimmy Soul's number one tune.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make a friend you want for your wife.
His family says Gene Barge died at his home in Chicago. He was 98. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Associated Press is reporting that first baseman Pete Alonso is staying with the New York Mets with a $54 million two-year contract. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory continues thanks to some light freezing rain and a mix of snow as well. Any ice accumulation will be just a glaze. Little to no snow accumulation. Lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine breaking out Thursday. Breezy near 40. It's 30 at our studios.
Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yes, it is. Now door to your heart and you turn the key, locked your love away from me.
Love is here, and all my silent night you're gone. You made me love you, and all my silent night you're gone. You said loving you would make life beautiful with each passing day, but as soon as love came into my heart, you turned and you walked, just walked away.
You stripped me of my dreams, you gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I could keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm alive.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another pleasant valley Sunday. look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Yeah.
I got you, babe. She was a woman, but she was another man. All the girls around her say she's got it coming, but she gets it while she can.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on.
underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song.
CBS News Brief. Senate Democrats haven't slept a wink as they speak out against President Trump's pick to head the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin.
We'd be putting one of the chief architects of Project 2025 in charge of an agency that is tasked with getting critical funding out the door that our communities depend upon.
His plan calls for drastic cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. CBS News has learned more than 40,000 federal workers have accepted an offer to resign resign instead of facing possible furloughs.
In an effort led by Elon Musk to shrink the federal government, today is the last day for federal workers to take a buyout.
CBS's Jared Hill. A wintry mix is about to mess up the morning commute in the Northeast. Meteorologist Craig Allen has the details.
Freezing rain is definitely going to impact travel across the central and northern mid-Atlantic all the way on up into New England.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day.